It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hurricane season for stocks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. There was a dark cloud of worry over the stock market yesterday. Much of it was created by Sentinel Management Group. This small firm manages short-term cash needs for commodity trading companies. Yesterday, Sentinel denied clients access to their money because of stresses in the credit market. And if that weren't enough, there were worries about the health of the American consumer after hearing from Walmart and Home Depot about challenges in retailing. Have these concerns spread to Asia? Maybe so. Let's bring in Andrew Wood. He covers the Asian markets for the Financial Times. First, Andrew, the worry over the credit markets, what's it like from the Asian perspective?
Well, globally, it is a big worry. The big problem is that we don't really know exactly how much, who's exposed to what. And every time another bank says, well, we've got a bit of exposure here, we've got a bit of exposure there, then that certainly, say, here in Asia is enough to send shares and currencies down as people worry about this exposure.
Now, yesterday we had Walmart and Home Depot indicating that the future has a lot of questions where the American consumer is concerned. How much could a slowdown in the U.S. economy impact the global economy?
Well, it could impact it a lot in theory, although some economists are saying now that East Asia as an economy is decoupling a little bit from America, if they're not so dependent on trade with the United States. But certainly, as far as markets are concerned, if the American consumer is consuming less, then that's going to be bad news in the short term. I mean, there was one company today, for example, one of the big suppliers to Walmart. It unveiled a 38% rise in profits, but its shares were down 5 or 6% because it's just the people are so worried that Walmart's consumers, Walmart's shoppers are not going to be buying so much.
Andrew Wood is Asian correspondent for the Financial Times in Hong Kong. Andrew, thanks very much for speaking with us.
That's right, anytime.
So the Dow drops 207 points yesterday to 13,028. The S&P 500 lowered by 26 to 1426. And the Nasdaq gave back 43 to 2499. Overnight in Tokyo, the Nikkei fell by more than 2%, and the market in Hong Kong was down nearly 3%. Taking money from a hedge fund is not like withdrawing cash from your bank account. Most funds require 45-day notice before investors can redeem shares. Now, for many investors, today is the deadline if they want to pull out by the end of the third quarter. Jill Barshay reports on what Redemption Day may mean for the markets.
The market is waiting to see how many hedge fund investors have had enough of this summer's investment losses. Tom Whalen is chief executive of Greenwich Alternative Investments. He expects investors to bail out of two types of hedge funds, the kind that invest in subprime mortgages and the kind that are run by quantitative computer models.
I think the number will be probably the $30, $40 billion range, maybe.
Whalen says it's only a tiny fraction of the $1.7 trillion in hedge funds.
I don't think it's going to have huge impact on the equity markets.
Not all hedge fund experts are so calm. If too many investors ask for their money back today, hedge fund managers are allowed to close the gates and block investors from making withdrawals. Several funds have already announced such gate closings. Some fear these gate closings will cause more investors to panic and decide to bail, just like a run on the bank. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
The FDA is adding a big caution sign on several diabetes drugs. Late yesterday, Avandia, Actos, and three other diabetes treatments were ordered to contain the black box label. This is the FDA's strongest warning. Studies have suggested these medicines raise the odds for heart failure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org.
The U.S. dollar has been in steep decline against the euro, but it hasn't kept Americans from flooding Europe for summer vacations. European entrepreneurs may be benefiting, but waves of tourists have created problems. Here's Megan Williams from the front lines of the tourist crowds in Rome.
For tour guides, lately the Eternal City has become the Infernal City. Boiling summer temperatures have always been part of the job, but now Rome's official guides are grappling with hellish new problems.
Way too many people in spaces which are completely unable to deal with that kind of mass crowds.
Historic guide Olivia Ercoli stands sweating in front of Rome's most famous museum and its most infamous lineup, the one that leads into the Vatican galleries and Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel. Ercoli says tourist lineups have gotten longer all over the city. At the Vatican museums alone, about 4 million people squeeze through the doors each year. Now new rules dictate that small groups and individuals can get in only once the big pre-booked agency tours are through at about 10 a.m. Those big tours get their early morning access by laying out about $10,000 for advance tickets, something small group guides simply can't afford. Ercoli says that's made the usual last-minute tourist request to pop into a few prime sites next to impossible.
You have to book ahead or be prepared to stand in line or to simply bribe one of the guards at the entrance.
It's a jungle there.
Franco Lattughi has been guiding visitors through Rome for the past 40 years. Lattughi does say there is a semi-legitimate way for the smaller groups and individuals to skip the long waits. That's to agree to shell out some extra dough to the agencies with pre-booked tickets.
The agency, they trying to get clients from the people who are lined up, asking them if they want to buy a ticket without doing the line. The cost about €30 for the group entrance.
That's about $23 on top of the $17 entrance fee. A high price to pay, even for a ticket to some heavenly art. In Rome, I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
And if you're traveling, check out our new Morning Report podcast. It's free at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.